Blog Talk Radio. And also, he is a past life regressionist and also a future life progressionist. And Dr. Goldberg has many, 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 many books out, too numerous to mention. But I'm going to give you your website right now, Dr. Goldberg, so they can go to it and check you out. Is that okay?
Sure.
It's www.drbrucegoldberg.com.
Well, it should be noted that it's D-R. You don't spell out doctor. It's D-R, like D as in David,
D-R.
R as in Robert, and then you spell out BRUCEGOLDBERG.com.
Great. Okay, so that's Dr. D-R, Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, Goldberg, G-O-L-D-B-E-R-G.com. And on your website, I noticed right off that Oprah had given you quite a comment there. You've been on her show along with all of the shows, but Oprah Winfrey said of Dr. Goldberg, Dr. Bruce Goldberg helps people relive their past life experiences. And also, I wanted to mention, I saw Phil Donahue's comment, and he said, if we eat too much, smoke, or drink too much, the answer may lie in a past life. So you're really here to kind of bring those things out. But it looks like to me that you don't just touch on past and future. You go a lot deeper and a lot more than that, right?
Yeah, we're going to be discussing my newest book, The Egypt, an Extraterrestrial and Time Traveler Experiment, which is, shall we say, even more of a culmination of my work. But I just want to make one reference to the website. Your listeners that go to the website, there's about 30 different articles on there, including an artist's depiction of what we're going to talk about as time travelers from our future, which is one of the themes tonight. At the same time, there are videos, like Jerry Springer's comment was nice, but also on his show, I took him into a past life, and there are 13 different video clips on my website. It's like a little YouTube site. And one of the clips is Jerry Springer's past life, so they can just click onto it. These are all free. Just click onto the videos, and you can see people going into past lives. A woman lost over 108 pounds by using these techniques.
Oh.
Another woman overcame a psychic attack. There are people who contact ET abductees are on there. There's time traveler contactees on there. We'll discuss a little bit tonight. And out-of-body experiences, things like that. There's all kinds of fun things that are on there to let people see exactly what I'm doing rather than just hearing or reading about it.
That's right. And your second book, The Search for Grace, which was made into a CBS movie, and you on TV, in which you were a consultant, Dr. Goldberg, that really fascinates me. I want to tell you that when I read that, I thought, so you can actually go back to the past life. But, you know, we don't have to do that right now. We can save that for later. But I must say that was fascinating, his second book, The Search for Grace. And that is still available, right, through Amazon.com and all
the... Oh, yeah. All my books. My books, of course, I have 20 different books, and they're all on my site. And all of the books are available through Amazon.com. They can get them. But here's something I want to do for your audience.
If
we're going to be talking about the Egypt book. It's called Egypt, an Extraterrestrial and Time Traveler Experiment. And they can order the book in their bookstores, or they can go to Amazon. But if they order it through my website or through my office directly, then I will, for the benefit of your audience, if they mention this offer, I will give them a free past life regression CD, which is a self-hypnosis CD exercise to guide them into their own past lives. If that goes along with the book, if they purchase the book through my site or my office. The reason I do that is because, for the benefit of your audience, but also I do feel that every one of us has had past lives, at least one, if not many, in ancient Egypt, and we're going to be discussing that tonight. So instead of just reading about it, which they will, of course, in the book, I also want them to be able to experience it and to actually grow spiritually because of their own experiences of using self-hypnosis, which is perfectly natural and safe, and it'll make their experiences and their life a whole lot more fun and a lot more empowering.
That is the book that we have up, by the way, right there. That you can click on the cover of it. It's right there on the description of the show. And you can click on the cover of it, and you can purchase it. So through Amazon.com, and you can have that probably within 24 hours.
Well, yeah. I mean, if they order it through my office, obviously depending on where they are and how they want it mailed to them. But if it's priority mail, anywhere in the country within 3 days, they'll get it by priority mail. But they can get that, all that information is described on the site. Before we discuss the Egypt book, I do want to make one comment. I appreciate you mentioning The Search for Grace, the CBS movie. The basis of this, just to show people what this is about, The Search for Grace was a documented case of a woman who was murdered in 1927 in Buffalo, New York. I did 46 past life regressions, and this was the last one that I did with her. She was murdered by the same man, we call him Johnny, in 20 of the 46 past lives. The most recent one, which was Buffalo, New York, in 80 years ago, was fully documented, not by me, but by the network. So this stands out as one of the most documented cases of reincarnation in the last 100 years. And the CBS movie was brilliantly done. Richard Mazur, the actor, played me in the movie. Lisa Hartman Black was in it, and Ken Wall played the bad guy, so to speak. And so it was a fun movie, and the book, of course, gives you all the documentation. It's about 50 pages of documentation to show you how well supported this case is as far as demonstrating the evidence of reincarnation. But my work, see, reincarnation is really the theme of who I am in my work. In the Egypt book, what I'm trying to show is the theme of the Egypt book, and again, for the listeners, it's called Egypt, an Extraterrestrial and Time Traveler Experiment. The purpose of the Egypt book is to show the true history of Egypt. The current history that we have, that we all learn in school, is absolutely incorrect, because the history shows Egypt only going back about 5,000 or 6,000 years in history, when in fact the civilization has been around for at least 25,000 years, long before the flood, so to speak, that occurred about 11,000 B.C., Secondly, extraterrestrials and time travelers from our very own future, our own species from 1,000 to 3,000 years in the future, have in fact interacted and helped us with our technological as well as spiritual development, and they were very much involved in Egypt, in ancient Egypt, and I give many examples of case histories in the book to show exactly how they were involved. And the other thing is that the idea of reincarnation is as a theme. If you want to deal with the oldest philosophy of life, you know, you can take all your religions, you can take all your philosophies here and there. The one that stands out is the oldest one is reincarnation. It goes back at least 500,000 years. Neanderthal man believes in it. It doesn't make it true, but if you look at the cases such as The Search for Grace and others, it's very documented. And what reincarnation does, not only is it a part of all cultures, but when people have a strong belief in reincarnation, they act more spiritually and they overcome the one fear that people have as they get older, which is the fear of death. People who think that this is the only life they're going to have and they're going to wind up in some black hole or whatever, they're the ones that get really freaky and really depressed and insecure as they get older. When you believe in reincarnation and live a good spiritual life, practicing universal laws, not only is your life better now, but your future lives will be better. And most importantly, you won't be living in fear as you get to your 60s, 70s, or 80s, however old you are. So it's a nice philosophy, and interestingly enough, that I learned, you know, many years ago when my background is I have a dental degree as well as a master's in counseling psychology, and my dental training taught me that if it stands the test of time, then you've got something, and reincarnation has most definitely stood the test of time.
Well, do you believe, Dr. Goldberg, actually our guest is going to talk about on Thursday night, that there is a telephone that we will be able to use to call people on the other side, souls that have crossed over?
Well, you say a telephone?
Yeah, we have a guy, his name is Christopher Moon, and he's actually going to be our guest on Thursday night, and he says that he has a telephone that you can actually, like a regular physical telephone, you can call or souls.
I don't know. I mean, it sounds like a Twilight Zone episode, but they give you something a little easier. I don't know about his phone because I haven't heard of that, and that rings a lot of bad bells with me. But I'll tell you something that's very positive. What is theoretically possible? You see, souls are your soul is what we call the subconscious mind in therapy is actually electromagnetic radiation. We know that scientifically. Now, what is electromagnetic radiation? A radio and TV signal is exactly the same thing as is actually other examples of electromagnetic radiation. So technically, a soul can communicate with you on the phone lines. They usually don't. but there are instances that have been reported in the literature where souls have communicated. The problem is it scares the kazooties off of people when it happens. If it's a relative, a loved one, people think, A, it's either a joke or somebody's trying to play a nasty game with them. And even if they do acknowledge the reality of it because of the intimate knowledge that person may have, it tends to scare people when they do it, when they're uninformed or it's like a surprise. It's not something that people take very kindly. What you can do, if you really want to contact people on the other side, forgetting about the telephone situation, and I have real problems with that concept, by the way, what you can do is you can use techniques, out-of-body experiences, and what I call conscious dying techniques, which are very simple, very easy to do. I have a technique or a CD album called the Conscious Dying Training Program, which trains people to communicate with their loved ones on the other side, train them to enter into the white light and allow their reincarnation cycle to be facilitated, as well as removing bereavement on the earth plane today. So you can do that without having to use fancy physical devices. You can use it by using hypnosis and what we call time travel techniques, which also are out-of-body travel techniques. You can communicate with lost loved ones or anybody else you want. So you don't need a physical, mechanical device. You know, the problem with things like that is that it's like people who are anxious and they take a pill, or they're depressed and they take a pill.
Right.
God didn't create our species to take pills, okay?
Okay.
We're supposed to do things naturally. And these techniques like hypnosis and meditation, which are all what we call alpha techniques, are natural techniques that are God-given techniques, and we can use them to empower ourselves and to have our psychic experiences, our ESP type of experiences, without worrying about using a physical device. So, you know, understand anyone can do this, and they don't need some patented device to do this. They can do this naturally. But I'd like to get started with the Egypt situation and give you the theme of what the book represents. The reality of the history of Egypt deals with several different factors. One, we have the ancient continent of Lemuria, which preceded the ancient continent of Atlantis, which most of your listeners, I'm sure, have heard of. And then you also have the influence of extraterrestrials and then time travelers from our future. Those four influences molded the Egyptian civilization. The Lemurian civilization, which I cover in detail in the second chapter of the book, goes back about 200,000 BC, and it was destroyed for the third time. It sunk for the third time, so to speak, about 11,000 BC at the same time that Atlantis did. Atlantis as a civilization existed from about 125,000 BC to about 11,000 BC. It was one of the major colonies, the first major colony of Lemuria. Lemuria is also called Mu, M-U, if those people read the literature. Mm-hmm. And then you have, of course, the extraterrestrials that have been on this planet for at least 5 million years, molding our species, affecting our genetic development, guiding us in our own development, because they really wanted to use, most of them, or some of them, wanted to use us more as slaves. Fortunately, we had protectors that assisted us in our ability to fight off the negative influences of the ETs. The Pleiadians, for example, have been our supporters, the Syrian civilization and race, if you will. And then, of course, the time travelers from our future that have been our protectors, too. So we have four different major sources, and the history of this planet as far as civilization, human civilization, long precedes what history will tell you about 4,000 BC being the origin of Sumeria and Egypt. That is incorrect, and my book details the documentation. It's not just my theories. I'm giving a lot of hard science in there to show, to support, giving evidence to support my claims about the true origin of Egypt.
Wow. Yeah, I'm looking at the cover of your book right now, and it's just beautiful. I encourage anyone to either, now if they buy it from you again, Dr. Goldberg, they're going to get an extra. So you might want to go to his website instead of Amazon. I don't know. You know, it's kind of hard for me to, since Amazon actually allows Blog Talk Radio to bring them on board and put you right there in the description.
They can join. They're welcome to buy the book on Amazon. That's fine. But if they buy it on Amazon, they're not going to get the CD. The only way they're going to get the CD is they have to order it through my office, and they have to mention the offer, because I don't do this with every show. So if they say, I heard you on the Joy Jones Show, I want the free CD and the Egypt book. If you do that, then, of course, that order would be processed within 24 hours, and you'll get the CD along with the Egypt book. And, of course, I'll send information about all my other materials, too, which will be a lot more informative than just, I mean, you buy things at Amazon, you just get the one book, and that's it. So they're welcome to get the CD, which will really expand their awareness and allow them to do a lot of time travel on their own, and it's a lot of fun. It's also very therapeutic. Remember, my practice is in Los Angeles, and I see patients from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
My practice is devoted to the concept of helping people to rise above issues, to overcome anxiety, depression, to find out about their karmic ties, to find soulmates, to attain abundance. I call this karmic capitalism. There's lots of fun things I do. The website does describe all the various techniques I do and all the various tapes and books that are out there. And if your listeners, by the way, don't have a computer for any reason, or their computer is frozen for any reason or undown, they can always call my toll-free number, which is 1-800-KARMA-4-U, which is 1-800-KARMA, the number 4, the letter U, which spells out to be 1-800-527-6248.
Okay, now, that's one. And what was the prefix?
It's 1-800-KARMA-4-U, which is K-A-R-M-A, the number 4, the letter U, which is 1-800-527-6248.
Great. And they can now, can they set up an appointment with you through that number as well if they want
yes.
to get like...
Oh, yeah. If they, as a matter of fact, can they set up appointments, obviously I'm in Los Angeles, but if they're anywhere in the world, I can do what's called Skype sessions. I can do video sessions by computer. I can, all they need is a video cam. I use Skype. Skype is a free download. And all you need is a little video camera to your computer. And the technical requirements are on my homepage. If you go to the homepage where it says video computer sessions, it gives you all the technical things for your computer. Any modern computer will work. And what I can do is do an actual hypnosis session, which I do. I have patients from all over the world that mm-hmm. don't come to Los Angeles. I simply do the video cam sessions. And they're about 95% as effective as being in my office here in Los Angeles. So we can do sessions anywhere in the world. They don't have to fly to Los Angeles. If they want to, they're more than welcome, of course. But if they don't, all they need is a computer with a video cam, and we can do any kind of session I can do here via the computer.
That would be a lot less expensive than playing, you know, getting on a plane and paying for that. You could just do it through the video. I guess
sure.
it's like video
for example, I just had a patient from Australia and one from
uh-huh.
Ireland that I work with. And these people were really nice people, and they just couldn't afford to come over here, you know, especially Australia. That's like, you know, 17 hours away by time zones. And they didn't sit, and I said, fine. So I said, let's do it by computer, and we did, and the session was fine, easy to do, and they loved it, and they can do it anytime they want in the future again. So I can do the regular therapy I do normally in my office via the computer, so it's not that complicated. Well, one thing I want to begin with, and when talking about Egypt, is something that is a big mystery that has been a controversy for decades, and that is that how was the Pyramid of Giza built?
Okay. So how was it built?
Okay. Well, it wasn't built. Let me tell you how it wasn't built.
Okay.
First, and I detail this in the Egypt book, but just give you I'll give you what's called the 2 cents plain summary.
Okay.
It wasn't built by 100,000 slaves in 20 years. That's what everybody reports.
Oh.
You know. That's what some of the ancient historians reported. And let me show you the proof of why it wasn't.
Okay.
Archaeologists have dug around the Pyramid of Giza for decades, and what they found were the remnants of what they call huts that were used during the construction of the Great Pyramid. And these huts numbered about 4,000. Now, you can't get 100,000 slaves with their wives, with the security people, with all the groupies and everybody else that's around. You're looking at about 500,000 people, conservatively. You can't put half a million people in 4,000 huts. Right?
No.
So we know there weren't a whole lot of slaves building. And by the way, Egyptians really didn't have slaves per se. The Old Testament and the movie The Ten Commandments is not accurate. All right. But what happened is, so how were they built? Well, my work, my research, and my patients' contacts with time travelers from our future, and I've contacted them myself to confirm them. And just before I describe them, on my website I have an exercise called the fifth dimensional travel technique, which is an out-of-body travel technique, which
uh-huh.
will allow people to contact either extraterrestrials or time travelers from our future, and they can confirm my research. So there are techniques where you can do that. I also have a CD program called Time Travelers Training Program, which is a 6 different title program, which trains people to do things like not only contacting time travelers and going through the fifth dimension, but also even teleportation is part of that too. So they can actually teleport their physical body from one place to another, which is an experience that's hard to describe. But getting back to the Pyramid of Giza, so what happened was, what I found out was that there were something called anti-gravity flying crafts that were around in ancient Egypt that were used by these time travelers that were brought in from the 31st to the 50th century is when time travelers will exist. Now, this pyramidal-shaped flying car hovers about 6 to 9 feet above the ground. It's about 9 feet long. It looks like a triangle. It blows a constant stream of air down from the center of its underside to maintain like a hovering capacity, almost like a helicopter. There are two small circular anti-gravity generators, which were used to move and place the large, heavy stones of the pyramid. There were at least three of these cars present at all times, and these vehicles had multi-dimensional properties which could actually alter the magnetic lines of force of the Giza Basin, where the pyramid is located, of course, and lift these huge stones. The movement of these crafts was by a continual pulse, which could alter both the speed and altitude of the vehicle instantly. So on the craft itself working at night, they had 8 small circular lights on the underside of the craft and 5 mm-hmm. large ones on the side of the craft near the angles of the triangle. These lights were used, of course, for nocturnal working here at night. Now, there's also a triangular-shaped insignia on the hood of the craft. Anytime you see a triangular-shaped insignia, you're talking about people from the future. That's their classic MO, is a triangular-shaped insignia. The cockpit would see 2 people. These were usually grays. The Zeta Reticuli or the gray ETs are actually part of the early time traveler teams, and they would be driving these things, these crafts, while they were moving the stones from one place to the other. So these stones, these 2 million-plus stones weighing millions of tons, were moved by anti-gravity flying crafts. That's the only way they could have been done so accurately, because these stones, with thousands and thousands of tons per stone, these things were moved within a quarter of an inch of accuracy. Even today, we cannot do, even with our current technology today, we cannot duplicate what the ancient Egyptians did. Japan tried it about 15, 20 years ago using ancient equipment they thought were ancient equipment, and then eventually modern cranes and other forms of devices, and they couldn't duplicate the technology and the accuracy of the ancient Egyptians. So obviously they had help, and the help wasn't by a bunch of people with rollers and
guns. Right.
It was something a lot more sophisticated, and that's where the anti-gravity flying crafts come in.
Wow. So you really are time traveling. You're going ahead in the future all the time to get all of this information and bring it to us. Dr. Goldberg, can we do this ourselves?
Sure. As a matter of fact, if people want to explore the past, the future, like let's say just dealing with the karmic aspect of reincarnation, if they want to explore their own past of this life, age regression, past life regression, previous lifetimes, or the future of this life, I call that age progression, or future lifetimes, what body their soul is going to inhabit centuries from now, there's a CD program called the Hypnotic Time Travel. And all these are described on the website on the tapes link. But the Hypnotic Time Travel program is 6 different titles, and they will guide people into both their past and future lives. If they want to contact the time travelers or do the teleportation and the fifth dimensional travel technique, then they can do what's called the Time Travelers Training Program, which is what I just described. If they want to go out of the body and just explore the different various dimensions, the astral plane, the causal, mental, etheric, and soul plane, do all these fun experiences, I have a program called the Astral Voyaging Program, which will guide people out of the body and allow them to explore not only the different dimensions, but when you go out of the body, you're actually able to see the future too. And let me give you an example of that. This is a famous case that was reported in my Time Travelers from Our Future book, which was my first time traveler book. And this case is a woman, I'll call her Tammy, not her real name. And she came to my office in the summer, around this time, June, or early June, actually, of 1997. And she was lived in New York City and just graduated from college. And she wanted to go to Europe for the last half of the summer to meet with her friends and then go to graduate school, right? So she comes to my office, and at that time she had seen the movie The Search for Grace, and she wanted to use my techniques of going out of the body. So I trained her, and I worked with her for a week while she was in town. And she was a great student, and what she did was, while she was in town for the week that she was here, she would do out-of-body experiences, go into the future by 1 or 2 days, perceive events, and then as the days unfolded while she was in Los Angeles, the events actually came true, which means she had a good track record of seeing into the future, okay?
Wow.
Now remember, the dates are important. Now, this is 1997, so now she goes home back to New York, and she's going to go to Europe. She's going to fly to Paris in July, and then she's going to spend the last half of summer in Europe. Now, she calls me up at the end of June in a panic, and she goes, Doctor, this is Tammy, and I've got a problem. I said, Tammy, what's up? She says, well, I did your techniques of out of the body. I wanted to see my trip going to Paris, and which would be July. It was around mid-July. She would go, okay, it's not mid-July yet in this little scene here. And she says, I see myself taking off in my plane from JFK. The plane goes up in the air, shortly crashes, everybody dies, and I die. What do I do?
Ooh.
And I said, Tammy, since you've got a pretty good track record about seeing into the future, I don't want to run your life because I believe in psychic empowerment. Why don't you change your flight and then give me a call at the end of the summer? So I don't hear from her until the end of August. And she calls me up, and she's all excited. She goes, Doctor, this is Tammy. I want you to have a great vacation. I said, great. And she goes, I want you to – she said something to me that I never want to hear somebody say to me. And she says, you saved my life. No, I don't do that. And I said, wait, what's going on? She was going to go on, originally, TWA Flight 800.
Oh, Lord.
Now,
oh,
if you're listening, don't remember, July 17th, 1997, the TWA Flight 800 took off from JFK. Immediately after reaching its altitude, it went down and crashed, killing all 230 people. The crew and all passengers were killed. Tammy would have been 231 had she not done the out-of-body experience techniques.
Amazing.
Now,
we need to all be practicing this. I cannot stress enough. It sounds to me that every one of us should learn the techniques through Dr. Goldberg's tapes and books, because it evidently is what we are all going to be doing in the future. So we might as well get started now, right, Dr. Goldberg?
Well, I appreciate that. I agree with you. And like I say, if your listeners want to take advantage of the offer, please mention the Joy Jones Show when you do that, because if you don't mention the free offer, then you won't get the CD. You'll just get the book. So if you mention the offer, it'll go right out at the same time. One of the things that I'd like to describe is that these time travelers, see, I'm the only one in the world that I know of that has ever written a detailed nonfiction book with real case histories about time travelers. Okay?
Wow.
I'm not aware of anybody else writing. I'm talking about real cases, not
cases,
not
right,
not Stargate, not Hollywood, yada yada. I'm talking about true cases. And here's a case of example of to show you how these time travelers work. In the early stages, time travel will be discovered in about the year 3050 by a man named Tatos. That's TAATOS, and he will develop a technique of going back in time. It's a very complicated one, which I describe in the Egypt book. And what happens is that the initial time travel teams for the first about 300 or 400 years, they do use extraterrestrials as sort of like their gophers. They're the ones that do all the errands. The head of the team are these pure human, blonde-haired, blue-eyed Caucasian time travelers. Now, there are abductions that are done on people for various experiments like sperm and egg samples, et cetera, and other things that are done. So here's an example of an actual case history. This is a real case of a woman. I call her Tina. She's been abducted since the age of about 7, over 40 times. When she came to my office several years ago, she had complaints of compulsive eating, nosebleeds, that's very important for abductees, headaches, back pain. All of these were eventually successfully treated. What's important about her case, and what's interesting and almost fascinating, is that in addition to having these issues, especially the nosebleeds, her son, who was only about 7 years old at the time, also had nosebleeds. And in fact, when her son was in art class in like first or second grade, he would draw extraterrestrials. He would draw these aliens all the time while he was in class.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, she had missing time episodes, and when she was about 60 years old, she went to a gynecologist, and she was actually pregnant. At least she was told she was pregnant. And then a couple of weeks later, all of a sudden, the ultrasound test revealed that all of a sudden, there's no fetus, nothing. She's no longer pregnant.
Oh, my gosh.
And she said, wait a minute, you know, I didn't pass any blood, I didn't have any symptoms. And they said, sorry, but you're not pregnant now. Okay. Now, that's important to understand, because now we're talking about 15 to 16 years later. She reports to me these missing time episodes. We do the regressions, and this is what we find out. She was taken aboard a craft, a UFO, and taken to an underground laboratory, with personnel dressed in Air Force, American Air Force uniforms. So now we have a government collusion to this particular abduction. All right? Mm-hmm. An underground Air Force base in New Mexico. She related how she was taken in a small driverless transporter, flew about this large laboratory underground now, and this open cockpit vehicle seemed to be self-propelled. While she was going through the laboratory, this is what she described. Now, this is her words. I'm quoting this. As I passed the display more closely, I could see many pinkish, human-like fetuses at different stages of development. They were all suspended in a clear liquid encased in oval-like jars. The containers were simulated wombs. In other words, there were these reproductive experiments with these half of those were genetics were extraterrestrial and half were human. Eventually, she wound up meeting a hybrid girl about 15 or 16 years old by the name of Anna. Anna was her hybrid daughter that was removed from her when she was 16 years old. And when she came back to a gynecologist who told her that her fetus was gone, in reality, it was taken aboard a craft taken to an underground military base, melded with extraterrestrial DNA, and then the sperm from ET. And then she actually met, and her son, by the way, was abducted with her. He was only 7 years old. He meets his 16-year-old half-sister named Anna, and they're telepathically communicating in the underground military base. How's that?
Oh, my God. That's too much. Oh, that image of all the fetus. Oh, my goodness. Huh. Wow.
There was a lot of scientific experiments going on there. Now people, the way abductions occur, just in case your listeners may not know much about this.
Right.
It's not uncommon to have half-inch scars on your calf, scoop-shaped depressions. Those simulate the implants that are done by these ETs. But here's an example of how people can be levitated into a UFO. There are three different ways. First way is you float through the air. Okay. The second way is you're levitated and surrounded by a beam of light. And if you notice on the cover of the Egypt book, there's a little UFO above the top of the pyramid with a beam of light.
Right, right.
That's simulating an abduction, okay? And the third type is then people float along either ropes, wires, or threads of light, and they're then levitated to the ship itself. So now here's an example of Tina's description of how she was actually levitated out of her bedroom one night and placed into this craft. Here's her quote.
Okay.
My legs were straight out in front of me. I was moving through a small opening, feet first. I did not feel the pressure of anyone holding me. I was floating through the air. I was passing through a small portal-like opening, not much wider than my body. The head of a gray entity peered up at me from where he was standing below me. He was supervising my descent.
He was supervising. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? So she just, well, do you know for a fact that these accounts are absolutely accurate?
I can tell you, first of all, Tina was not a person looking for attention. If she was on every talk show and giving seminars on her things, I would question her. I can tell people in hypnosis when they're telling the truth. Obviously, my documented cases like the Search for Grace and many other cases I've documented show that people aren't just confabulating when they're in hypnosis. You can't prove these things one way absolutely. There are too many things, but you can give a lot of suggestive evidence. I can tell by the psychological profile. I have a master's in counseling psychology, and I can diagnose a histrionic or somebody with a borderline personality. So I know people who are not good candidates for trusting information.
Right.
Tina was a very stable, psychologically well-adjusted, very bright woman. There was nothing about her that would make me want to think that she was confabulating at all. The hypnosis was actually very deep levels. So in reality, it would be almost impossible for her to fudge any of the information whatsoever. So I do have a very strong belief of credibility in Tina's response.
I do too, just from what you're saying. And I think of Leonardo da Vinci and all of the drawings he did, like the helicopters that were ahead of their time and all of this.
Sure.
And I totally believe, you know, I do. I mean, but then I think, well, there's people out there and they may want to know more and all. But, I mean, they can find out more by reading your books and studying your cases. And
And remember now, the videos, I put the videos and, of course, the articles, too, but the videos are important, too, because they only run about 3 or 4 minutes each, and they show you the actual examples of how, number one, how safe hypnosis is and the various things people can do to actually benefit by them. You can see some, like the woman who lost 108 pounds, you'll see before and after pictures of her and things like that. But let's go back to Egypt again because, you see, what we're dealing with here is there was a major, you know, I don't believe that everything in the Bible is historically accurate, but there are things there that are very relevant. For example, when you read about the flood, every culture in society and history of this planet reports floods. There have been many floods on this planet's history.
Right.
Now, I don't know whether all of humans except for one family was wiped out, but around 11,000 BC, there was a pole shift, And there was also a major flood, hurricanes, earthquakes, and all kinds of problems, wiping out about 95% of the species. And after the thing settled down, about, say, 10,000 or so B.C., civilization began to go again, so to speak, especially in ancient Egypt. The problem was you had these E.T. groups that were having turf wars, fighting for control of the planet. One of them was a group called the Lyrans, which were the real nasty ones. The others were the Sirians from the Sirius constellation, and they were sort of like our protectors. They were almost like Pleiadians. They were very, very kind to us, and they were helping us to fight off the negative effect of Lyrans. Here's an example of a case history of mine that I report in the Egypt book. This is a man, I call him Bernie, who had a past life in Egypt about 9500 B.C. Now,
okay.
He lived in a place called Sais, which is S-A-I-S, which really is like Cairo today, in that area. Okay, and he worked as a carpenter. He described several instances during which his work was interrupted by loud noises and flashes of light. What was going on was an E.T. war between the Lyrans and a reptilian race. Laser beam devices were used on flying saucer ships to destroy buildings and kill hundreds of people. Bernie described the completed Sphinx, but the Great Pyramid of Giza was only about one-third constructed. What happened was that certain ETs attempted to bring about peace between the Lyrans and the reptilians. Notably, the Pleiadians were involved, but they failed. Eventually, peace was settled up, but the point was that people were just panicking. Imagine these primitive Egyptians, working and just trying to survive, and all of a sudden they see these crafts overhead, laser beams. It's like Star Wars. Eventually, the treaties were actually settled up by the time travelers, and some other ETs came on there to actually bring peace to the ancient Egypt of about 9500 B.C. The reason the time travelers were successful was because the time travelers from our future, namely about 1,500 years hence, had much more superior technology, and the ETs could not defeat the time travelers in a war, so the only solution logically was to have a peace experience, and they did. These ET wars occurred between about 16,000 and about 10,000 B.C., And they were just constant warring, constant fights, and there's been certain ancient texts that have actually described some of these, like the Mahabharata, the Indian text, which describes actually nuclear wars between Atlantis and India, the Rama Empire, so to speak.
So I quote,
by the way, in my Egypt book, I describe these ancient texts in detail and giving you actual quotes from the Mahabharata to show how serious. We actually had nuclear wars in ancient times. Nuclear wars cannot occur naturally. Nuclear power explosions cannot occur naturally without almost 100% pure water, which does not occur naturally. So when you have nuclear responses like radioactivity, fused glasses, fused glasses in the deserts of Saudi Arabia and other places, the only way you can have that is to have nuclear power or nuclear explosions, and that means man interventions doing it. So we have civilization, not only civilization around, but civilization with nuclear potential. So now we have a whole different ballgame of the history of mankind, which is not reported by your history books and by your conventional archaeologists and Egyptologists. It just doesn't happen that way.
No, it doesn't. I don't know why it doesn't, but no, it does not. We have never been taught that we had nuclear war before, and now we're on the brink of the very same thing you're talking about, which is just absolutely terrifying, the fact that, you know, it has occurred before. Do you think that we just don't learn, Dr. Goldberg? We haven't found a higher thinking that would...
I think it's one. You have to never underestimate the paranoia of governments. Governments, see, this is one of the big problems. The problem people in this country today, and around the world too, but in America, one of the biggest problems people have, the complaints. They'll complain about the gas prices being ridiculous, and they'll complain about food prices, but most people can afford that. What they really complain about is taxes. That's always been the big complaint.
Right.
Now, if the government was to tell you the truth about extraterrestrials and time travelers, and they never will, the reason they won't is because they want you to think that your tax dollars are paying for all the research that's giving you all the toys that you play with, all your iPods and all your fancy cars and all this all these
details. Right.
In reality, it comes from time travelers and ETs. So the government wants you to take credit for things that they don't really deserve credit for. Secondly, the government is just seals in its own paranoia, and the government does not trust or like human beings. They think that everybody's just a minion and a peon. They feel that people will panic if they find out the truth, which is not true. With all the Hollywood movies out, I think people are so desensitized that if an extraterrestrial went on CNN and went on the UN giving a talk, people would probably think it's a stunt. And even if it was shown to be real, I don't think anybody would panic. It would be just a question of, wow, it's about time we have this exposure. But governments don't think that way, especially the Pentagon in this country and the White House, et cetera. They think that they, for purposes of control and for the purpose of trying to take unjustified credit, they will never allow this kind of information to be released. If a person does come forward, they kill them. It's the Men in Black mentality.
Huh. Well, will there ever be a time when we're allowed to really meet extraterrestrials face to face?
There will be, but my research in my first book, Past Lives, Future Lives, my research shows that it's not going to be put to about the 25th century when finally the government will lighten up and the ETs come here in more massive amounts and we have a better relationship with them. So eventually that will happen, but not for several hundred years.
You know, I heard you mention once that we could actually go beyond, we could all time travel and just take off and change our whole lives just by saying go into another dimension. Now, what book of yours would I be able to recommend to the audience, Dr. Goldberg?
This is a little different concept, and this is called Custom Design Your Own Destiny. This is about you going into parallel universes. Now, there's a book and CD album, both of the same title. It's called Custom Design Your Own Destiny. And the Destiny book, it purchased through my office, does come with a free CD, too. But the Destiny book will teach you how to actually go into the future, lay out your future life right now. This is called a frequency, or think of it as a parallel universe, and then see the various options out there. There are at least four other major pathways out there, and then you can select which one is the ideal one, and you can actually switch tracks and go into a parallel universe and therefore have a much better future. And let me show you an example of how that happened to me. Obviously, I work with hundreds of patients doing this, but in my case, going back to the CBS movie in 1991, the project was presented to the network regarding the CBS movie. Now, the problem was there was a lot of delays in the project, and a couple of years later, I decided to use this technique. I call this the New You technique, which is in my Custom Design Your Own Destiny album, a CD album and book. And I found out that the frequency I was on back then, the movie would not air. It simply, the project would be in development forever, and it would never go anywhere. So I went to the other frequencies and found one, I'll call this frequency number 4, which was my ideal path and which the movie would air. At the same time, not only that, but in that frequency, I also found myself meeting my eventual soulmate. Okay.
Oh, wonderful. That sounds
now,
like the frequency.
Okay, now wait, let me complete. So now what happens is about maybe 6 months after that happened, the writer calls me up and says, guess what? The network has greenlighted the project and the movie is now in pre-production. It's going to air in May. Which it did. So the movie was a very good success, was very high rated. Now, several years later, I met my beautiful, lovely wife and soulmate, Morning Song. If you go to my website and click on to the link that says, this is energy healing for children, which is on the bottom left of the toolbar on the homepage, you will click on to Morning Song's website. She works with children with psychic development. She does regressions with children, and she works with them with energy healing. And that's my beautiful, lovely wife and soulmate, whom I met because of using the New You technique myself. So shows you how you can benefit both abundant-wise, namely the movie, of course, and my career, as well as your personal life, in this case a soulmate. But people can, for example, here's a very common request. Let's say somebody has a mental or physical handicap, or they've done things in their past that they cannot erase. They just are, maybe it's a criminal record. Maybe they've just done some really stupid things. And there's nothing they can do about it. Their life is you know, it's part of their record. What they can do is, I don't recommend suicide as a choice. What you can do is simply go and view your other parallel universes, use the New You technique, and switch paths. And therefore, you're in now a totally different path. Everybody's going to be the same genetically. The environment will be the same. But your actions and your life, the actual things that go on in your life are going to be very different. So therefore, you can be all you can be without having to be stuck in your current frequency, which may be very limited in its maximum potential.
Amazing. So you can just go to another one. You can, change your life completely just by learning the technique through your books. to go to another dimension where you could be something you just cannot imagine. So that's not a good thing, I guess, as far as...
But let me clarify, just so they don't get confused. Right? If they want to use the new you technique, what they would want then is the book is called Custom Design Your Own Destiny, and the TDD program, which is a six-title album, is also called Custom Design Your Own Destiny. And that's available, again, anywhere nationwide. It's also available through my office. And if they get the book, the Destiny book, through the office, they'll get a special CD, which is train them how to access their higher self. I call this a superconscious mind tap, which will be sent to them along with the book if they order it, only if they order it through my office.
All right. And let's give your website again. That's Dr. Bruce Goldberg.com.
Right, and if they don't have a computer, it's 1-800-KARMA, the number 4, the letter U, which is 1-800-527-6248. Now, again, if they miss some of the letters on the website thing, all you have to do is just Google my name and you'll get my homepage. If you just Google Dr. Bruce Goldberg, BruceGoldberg, just Google it. Believe me, you'll get about 800 links with my name on there, and you'll get my homepage as the number one on the search engine. So it's a very popular site.
Yeah, I can imagine, because somebody that's written 20 books, you have written 20 books, right?
Right, yeah.
That is so incredible that you've got to be all over the internet. I mean, if they put in even without doctor, they're going to find you because
If they Google in time travelers, if they Google in progression, if they Google in ETs, abductions, if they Google in teleportation, any of those terms, those are meta tags, they call them. If they Google any of those, they're going to get my site. So it's not complicated. When somebody says they can't reach me, then something's wrong with their computer.
Something's wrong. Yeah, Oprah Winfrey reached you, so I think somebody, we can all reach you in some way, because I know there's a lot of people out there that would like to learn how to time travel, how to learn how to go back. Now, would you say that it is really important for all of us to go back and take care of whatever is back there, or do some of us not have to do that? I mean...
No, I'm not a big believer in trying to replay history here. That's the History Channel. Instead of worrying about going back in time, you can do it to explore, but I'm much more interested in the future. I'm more interested in raising people's consciousness by accessing their higher self, which is called the superconscious mind tap, and dealing with the future so you can select your ideal future and move on with your life. Mulling over the past is just going to get you depressed. And if you do enough regressions, you're going to find out that most past lives, you're probably going to be pretty bored and pretty unhappy with what you did. Because most past lives are just, you know, people die of tuberculosis as a dirt bomber somewhere. I mean, you know, the history of this planet is not a very good one. One thing I do want to mention, though, just as kind of a fun thing, there is a temple in Dendera, which is just by south of Cairo in Egypt. And this is if they Google in on their search engines the name Dendera, Dendera, they will come up with a what's called a wall carving that will show how the ancient Egyptians on the conservative level had electricity, on the more extreme level how they possibly had television, because there is a wall carving that shows a primitive Crookes tube, a high voltage insulator, and the setup that would be the generation of electricity on a conservative level, and on the more extreme level, it could actually be the generation of an actual television set in ancient Egypt now because of the Crookes tube. This wall carving was done during the Ptolemy era, which is 2,000 to 2,300 years ago, long before civilization supposedly discovered electricity, and it's a very fascinating depiction, and I would like them to Google that and just see what's going on. There are other articles on there describing how fascinating that is. Another wall panel is about 300 miles south of Cairo. It's in Abydos, the temple in Abydos. And there's a wall panel that, again, if they Google this in, it's A-B-Y-D-O-S. They will see a hieroglyphic depiction. Again, it's about 2,000 years old, that will show a helicopter, two UFOs, and a stealth jet. This is a 2,000-plus-year, between 2,000 and 2,300-year-old depiction in ancient Egypt of crafts that we only know of today.
Wow.
So Here's examples of both ETs and time travelers interacting with our civilization and doing our thing. And it's not just my humble opinion. Those carvings and Egyptian depictions have been carbon dated. They've been scientifically studied, and there's been no fudging around. Those are at least 2,000 years old. So here's another example of how history is not what you think it is, and how technology is not what you think it is either. We have a lot of extra sources that have helped us, and one of them, two of them, have been ETs and time travelers. The website does have a lot of this, 13 different videos on there, and I do recommend strongly that your listeners have a chance. There's about 30 different articles, which gives you the description.
I was just looking at your articles. Yeah, there's an amazing array of articles.
And there's also articles depicting of what time travelers look like. You've got all the techniques I'm describing in detail, all the books. If I go to the books link, I have about a page description detailing each and every one of the books so you can get an idea what they look like. If they go to Amazon, of course, they have those little search inside. You can see samples.
Right, right.
Things like that, which also gives it a nice little, so you can do that there.
Goldberg, could I ask you, if we have done all this before, why are we repeating it? I'm not quite understanding that.
Well,
it's
the same reason why people this summer are going to go to summer school. You know, like people.
Oh, okay.
You have the free will right not to learn karmic lessons. And unfortunately, the reason why the average person out there has at least 1,000 past lives behind them is because, with all due respect, they simply didn't get it. And if you don't get it, you got to keep on doing it until you get it right. So the problem is we just have a tendency to repeat mistakes.
Isn't that something? So we're all like on the rebound. We're trying to still get it.
We're being recycled. Okay, how's that?
Recycled.
That's a California thing.
Certainly, soon we'll all get it. I mean, we can't keep repeating and repeating it.
Well, actually, you can. There's no guarantee of ascension. Ascension is the ultimate goal. You do have to earn it. It's a lot of things you have to do. But yes, anyone can do it. And my advice is do it as fast as possible, because this is not the dimension you want to be on. You want to be rejoining the God energy complex in a perfect state. That's the ultimate goal, and that's what we're trying to do. And anything else, I don't care how many cars you have and how big your house is, you don't want to be on this dimension.
It's not worth it. Even if you have a castle, you want to.
Well, it's too many problems. Look at the celebrities. So people think of them as being the coolest people. Look at how many nasty things these people go through. I have celebrity patients. I have actors and politicians and athletes in my office here. And I'll tell you one thing. These people, they got a lot of problems. Okay.
Yeah.
They really do have a lot of problems. And I'm not trying to make fun of them. It's just that money is and power is not the answer to the world.
So they're going to have to keep repeating, even though they got the power, they got the money, but there's something they didn't get. They're going to have to.
It's called spiritual growth. That's the key here.
Spiritual growth.
And by the way, just again, just a reference, those of your listeners that would like to experience what I'm doing here but don't want to come to Los Angeles or can't for whatever reasons.
There you go.
If they simply go to the homepage, there are computer sessions we can do. Sessions, the same thing in my office, about 95% effective, by using their computer with a video cam. The technical requirements and how to do it is very simple. It's on my website. If you click on the video sessions link, it gives you all the technical requirements. As long as you have any decent modern computer with Windows 2000 or newer or XP or Vista, you can, and a very simple, inexpensive video camera, you can download the Skype software, which is free, perfectly safe. And the volume, the audio is excellent, the video quality is superior, and we could have a session just like being in my office. So it's available to anyone, anywhere.
And I would highly recommend that you go to Dr. Goldberg's website, and that's www.drbruce.com, and check out everything he has on his website, because I feel that if we all really listen to Dr. Goldberg and follow his recommendations and use some of his services, that there may be some steps you can bypass and go a little bit faster. This man, I consider a genius, ahead of his time, and I feel that, Dr. Goldberg, this sounds like I'm saying all, but I really feel that you're here to guide and teach. And so I would highly recommend everyone out there take advantage of it. Because, you know, really, you don't have to get on a plane and go to Los Angeles where he's headed. Not anymore.
I appreciate that, but again, for the benefit of you, I really do appreciate your compliments. That's very kind of you. Again, for the benefits of your listeners, too, if they mention, they must mention the offer about the free past life regression CD with the Egypt book if they really want to get that. So if they mention the offer, they'll definitely get it, but please do mention it, because if you don't, this offer fills a lot of orders every day from all over the world. And if you don't mention the offer, then it's not sent out. So if you mention the offer, you'll get the book. All the books are autographed, by the way. And, of course, you'll get a copy of the Past Life Regression Self-Hypnosis CD with the Egypt book.
There you go. And all you do is go to Dr. Goldberg's website. And, you know, I really appreciate you being here tonight. I want to tell you that whenever we first started the show, I felt that I clicked on the wrong thing first to begin with. But now I'm glad I did, because it worked out well. And I hope you will consider coming back and talking to everyone. You've had a lot of guests tonight, and I'm sure they'd all like to talk to you. So, again, if you want to go, and they can email you, right, Dr. Goldberg?
Sure. They go to the website. If they go to the bottom of the homepage, you'll see them. You can click onto the email address. It's on the bottom there. I appreciate it. I would love to reincarnate, because you might say, in a certain way, it's been a joy talking with you tonight.
Thank you. And this is Joy, Judy Joy Jones Show. And we look forward to everyone going to Dr. Goldberg's website and getting his books, and also perhaps having him as your hypnotherapist. I would highly recommend it. And next Sunday night, the song you heard is by Amelia Bloom. She is 13 years old. She is from Australia, and she is going to make her debut on the Judy Joy Jones Show. And I am going to end our show with her song. And Dr. Goldberg, thank you.
Thank you now. Good night.
Bye-bye. Let's play. Let's play.